Good morning and welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Monday, August 3rd, 2026. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. We are going to hear from John Lynch, Deebo Samuel, and Dre Greenlaw in a minute. But first, we begin with the injuries, as we always do. The pads came on Friday, and so did the pain. The Niners have no less than 13 players hurt, including 3 wide receivers, 2 running backs, and an astonishing 6 defensive linemen, not counting Mykal Williams or Nick Bosa. Here is the list. Ricky Pearsall, Romello Height, Kalen Black, Malik Mustafa, Vadarian Lowe, Grayson Holton, Dazon Stribling, Christian Kirk, Cam Sample, Jordan James, CJ West, and Mikhail Kamara are all injured to different degrees. No one more so than Ricky Pearsall, who will miss the entire season due to PCL surgery on the same knee that bothered him all last year. Here's General Manager John Lynch.
At the culmination of the season, as we had throughout, we consulted with multiple opinions, experts in the field, over 100 years of NFL experience with the different docs. You probably are very familiar with the names, along with our own doc, Tim McAdams. The decision was made to go with a non-operative deal. I had a PCL myself, second or third year in the league, and that's kind of the way that things go. It's going to be a struggle to get through that year. You get to the offseason, and most resolve themselves without surgery. Unfortunately, Ricky's did not. He did well throughout the offseason. He got to the point where he ramped it up, to the last gear right before camp, and then he came into camp, and the rigors of camp, competition and whatnot, he swole up right away.
The recovery for PCL surgery is between 6 and 12 months, with 9 months being the sweet spot. That obviously wipes out all of 2026 and likely makes next season Pearsall's last in a 49ers uniform. Blunting that loss, at least hopefully for the Niners, is the return of Deebo Samuel, who hit the podium as a member of the team for the first time since 2024. And to hear him tell it, things seem pretty normal.
I wouldn't say it was different. It kind of felt like I didn't even go nowhere, to be honest. When I got back, I was just like, well, I know what's going on. I know the people here. Staff's still the same. So it's kind of like the same for real.
Samuel said he's happy to be back and all the usual stuff. And he was also his usual wordy self while answering questions.
You feel like your role in this offense will be similar to your first 6 seasons with the Niners?
I had no idea. We're just going to roll with the punches.
John Lynch said Deebo is committed to being a kick returner and he'll be used all over the field, just like he was back in the day. Another Niner back in the fold this year is Dre Greenlaw, who gave insight into his conversations with his new old teammate this offseason.
Yeah, I reached out to him a little bit, during this free agency time and just kind of say, hey, man, come on back, man. Let's have a reunion. Let's do this thing together, bro. He knows, it ain't no place like San Fran. Just talking to a bunch of different guys and, getting their experience at different places. And then for myself, just the coaches, the people in the building, the players, the leadership that we got on this team, just that warm feeling that you get that it's time for battle.
This team is making a bunch of bets this season, and it's not an exaggeration to say that their fortunes very much hinge on who stays healthy and for how long. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Monday, 49ers radio voice Greg Papa is attempting to come back to the booth this season after major health complications over the past year. Not only is Papa battling leukemia, but he also suffered a heart issue and 2 collapsed lungs that nearly took his life, and he still isn't giving up hope that he can be behind the microphone this season. If you want to read the full story, click the link in the description. One thing to watch, the roster churn continues as the injuries mount. The Niners, of course, have been scouring the street to bring in new players. They announced they have signed running back Khalil Herbert and defensive lineman Titus Leo to 1-year deals. In order to make room on the roster, the team waived Eli Apple and defensive lineman Mykal Kamara. One thing you might have missed, after 25 years with the Niners, Executive Vice President of Football Operations Parag Marate is officially leaving the organization. Marate has been Jed York's right-hand man and chief contract negotiator for nearly a quarter century. He's going to focus on Leeds United and Rangers FC. He was also briefly considered for commissioner of Major League Soccer, but withdrew his name from consideration. Marate's roles are going to be primarily handled by two people already with the Niners, Brian Hampton and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. Hampton is the assistant general manager. He's going to take over Marate's role as lead contract negotiator, which he's already been doing for a lot of the past several years, although Marate has remained a part of the most high-profile negotiations. And Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, who of course came back to the team this year, is the vice president of personnel and strategy. He's going to take on some of Marate's former roles as well, according to one source. Both of those two men have been among Marate's top lieutenants in the past, with Adofo-Mensah working under him from 2013 to 2019 and Hampton joining the organization as an intern in 2003. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the bell so you know when we're live, which is every single weekday. Enjoy your Monday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera.
Hi, Stephen. This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me?
Who the f*** are you?
Clem's with us for a few weeks on work experience. Can you hear me, Stephen?
Yeah, I can hear you, Clem Fandango.
This has been another 49ers Gold Standard podcast production, part of the Odyssey Podcast Network.